Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, we talk about retirement, obviously, all the time. There's a very comprehensive report put out by the Ontario Securities Commission on National Investor Research Study. Now, part of it has to do with retirement, and there's some interesting outcomes here. And we've got Doug Sorrow joining us. He's a senior advisor, research and regulatory innovation at the Ontario Securities Commission. Doug, thanks for taking some time and joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All right. So let's talk about this notion of retirement. This report was very, very comprehensive. I think we'll start at the beginning of retirement and maybe find out a little bit about reasons for retirement. So people, voluntary, involuntary, what did your research show about why people retire? And then we're going to get into some of the aspects of where they were perhaps prepared for it and where they are not prepared for it. But just give us a bit of a background as to what the research found.
Sure. Well, Canadian seniors are increasingly called on to make complex financial decisions with higher stakes later in life than ever before. So we wanted to do some research to try to understand what are people doing when it comes to retirement planning and what's happening people at and post-retirement and what are some of the attitudes and other factors that might be driving these behaviors. And this survey helped inform us about that. When it comes to voluntary retirement, we found that one in four retired Canadians told us that they retired before they planned to. That it was an involuntary retirement from their perspective.
So that, I mean, that's interesting, and it speaks to prepared versus not prepared. And so I'm curious as to what the research covered, generally speaking, about Canadians' preparedness moving into retirement.
We found a pretty significant generation gap where younger Canadians are least likely to have started preparing for retirement, but are also the most optimistic that their standard of living is going to improve in retirement. By contrast, it seems like the closer Canadians get to retirement, the less optimistic they are about that retirement. I think the key contrast here is between men 18 to 34, 40% said that they expect their standard of living will improve in retirement, compared to, at the lowest end, only 6% of women age 55 and older felt that theirs or expected that their standard of living will improve in retirement.
Is there any obvious reasons why that big gap?
The data suggested two factors might be at play here. First, stress about their current financial situation. Younger Canadians tend to be much more likely to report high or very high stress about their current financial situation relative to older Canadians. So there may be a feeling that things are bad now and how there's no way they can really get worse. It's got to get better from here. Mm-hmm. A second challenge or a second set of factors here is the challenge of thinking and planning on longer time horizons. Younger Canadians have so many uncertainties in their life, from school to work to family, that it makes it harder to think about and plan on those kinds of long time horizons and start thinking about milestones like retirement. They see it in the abstract, and as a result, they fill in the gaps with optimism without really starting to think about or engage in the details. Whereas when retirement gets closer, the details become a lot more closer, and it gets a lot more troubling.
It's kind of like how people invest. They invest in hope, and then sometime down the future, they get into investing in reality, right?
So it's, exactly.
Yeah. And that's, I think that would be typical with any kind of, you know, growing or young population. You've got, life seems difficult, but it's got to be better than this. And there's got to, you know, look at how our parents are doing and look at all the stuff that's out there. And, you know, things are going to be good. I'm going to be fine. You just have to, you know, go through this process. And when you get to that point where you're at your high income earning years, you're at the pinnacle of your career or your life, to see an improvement beyond that is harder,
right?
Especially when you retire, because now you've got reality in your face and you're like, this is what we have.
Well, and often when the paycheck ends, I mean, going to work and having a monthly paycheck come in come in for people is a psychological, well, I can overcome a lot because I know it's coming in, right? There's stress obviously created when you lose a job because of that.
Yep.
And retirement seems to be the same too. Doug, let's talk about stress for a minute, because I want to know, generally speaking, what the research said about how stressed out people are about their finances, you know, 55 and over, the people that are approaching retirement now.
Funnily enough, people 55 and over, even though they're less optimistic about retirement, mm-hmm. they're also far less likely to report high stress about their current financial situation, at least relative to younger Canadians. The numbers were 8% for men and 15% for women aged 55 and older, reporting high or very high stress. So that's about less than half what was reported by Canadians 18 to 34.
That's interesting. That number, those numbers seem low. Now let's walk through that a little bit. So what factors seem to decrease the stress, and what seem to increase the stress?
Income is definitely a factor. Working with a financial professional, it seemed that people who have investments, have a higher portfolio, who already have who have those kinds of objective indicators that that they've started to prepare for the long term, definitely led to or were indicators of lower stress when it comes to the current financial situation.
Okay. And let's talk about, I'm interested in, Faisal, we're having this conversation this morning off air, but a little bit about risk. I'm interested because we've had very volatile markets over the past quarter or so. How do people, how is their risk tolerance affected, if at all, as people approach retirement?
I mean, we got the sense that there really wasn't a huge movement there, but I'd say one thing that I would flag, we did find that when it comes to asset mixes, it was actually younger Canadians who had a high likelihood of reporting that they have a very conservative asset mix with their portfolios, relying primarily on cash savings and GICs. That's something that we've seen in some of our earlier research, where younger non-investors tend to report that they're scared of losing money in the markets, and they feel that they don't know enough about investing to get started, and so there's a real fear of taking risk, even though younger Canadians are those best placed to take reasonable risks over the long term to prepare for long-term goals.
So can I just jump in here?
Well, I see you nodding your head.
I
like
got a
crazy,
story on this one. This is okay. So one of our clients' child came to me this week and said, "Can I sit down with you? I'm an independent contractor. Mm-hmm. I made a good income in 2018. Walk me through how net income after expenses and taxes will look like. And I've got about a $50,000 RSP contribution room that I could make. Do I take the money I've put aside for my taxes into my RSP, or do I use that money to pay the taxes, and if I have anything left, pay down the car I just bought?" And so we went through the numbers, and I said, look, the money that you should be putting in your RSPs, don't think of it as the dollar you put in. Let's make up a number, $25,000.
Yep.
That's not $25,000, because by the time you turn 65, at a simple 4% rate of return, that thing's worth almost 100 grand. And so she looked at me, and she goes, wow, that's a lot of money. But the uncertainty of that in the future versus the certainty of paying off my car, mm-hmm. I'm going to take that money and pay off my car. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, you're mortgaging tomorrow to pay for today. You understand that? She goes, no, I'm paying today so I can live today.
Mm.
And that's where the mindset has a little bit different. When I was that age, I was encouraged to kind of split the difference, kind of, you know, put a little bit in paying down debt, put a little bit in the future.
Yep.
You know, you have your multiple piggy banks, Faisal, and put them all different. The mindset's changed.
Yeah.
I want to be cleared out now, not worried about tomorrow as much, even though retirement seems to be a faraway point in their lives, and it's unknown.
Yeah.
But
today is
more known. So that's why, and that's probably where some of that's coming from.
Yeah, it could be. Doug, we've got sort of a minute to go here. Of the research with respect to retirement and preparedness and whatnot, was there anything that really caught your attention that was a surprise, or a message that you just want to leave our listeners with as we wrap up this segment?
what I'd say is that we have an investor website, getsmarteraboutmoney.ca. It has a whole bevy of tools and calculators and resources for people who want to learn how to plan for retirement, how to plan for their financial goals. Talks about working with an advisor. Gives you a lot of the information that you need to start thinking about your financial future. So we encourage everyone to visit that website, getsmarteraboutmoney.ca.
That's terrific. Doug, I want to thank you for joining us today, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
We've been joined by Doug Sorrow. He's a senior advisor, research and regulatory innovation at the Ontario Securities Commission. Okay, Faisal, we've got a seminar coming up because this is all about education, like Doug said, and it's coming up on January 22nd, the first of the year.
Yeah, bulletproofing your retirement, because we're going through a whole bunch of volatility. How do we actually protect, profit, and basically make sure you have income for the rest of your life? That will be on Tuesday, January 22nd, 7 p.m. at the Crowfoot Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. Now you need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or go on our website to register at www.morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right. Have you been concerned about the ups and downs, the wild swings we've seen in the markets over the last, call it, 3 or 4 months? Stick around after the break, because we're going to talk about that and put it in context for you. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.